there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with the Scuba Cowboy, Mermaid, Tiffany, and Callie are with me as well, hanging out on the Nature Island, Dominica, my friend Simon, and Izzy. Now, we're talking about what we've been doing here this week as far as diving is concerned. We're going to get to some whale encounters coming up here in just a bit. Stick around. It just keeps getting better and better. Trust me. But we got to thank a few folks. We've been staying at the Fort Young Hotel that has been nice enough to host us here again in Dominica. And Marvlin and the gang there are doing a bang-up job. They have a unique property here on Dominica. Literally, it was an old fort from, like, I don't know, 1600, some crazy time back in the day. But then they have cannons out front. But they have all the amenities you could ever want back home. You know, the Wi-Fi, the real nice linens and beds and accommodations and, you know, infinity pool, the whole thing. Great food as well. So if you want to come down here and bring your better half that maybe not into diving or something like that, trust me, you can leave them at the hotel all day and they can hang out there, maybe do a little shopping in Roseau, right, is the capital city here?
Correct. Yeah, correct. So as you said, the Fort Young's in an old fort, and it's a pretty unique property. And I just want to say sort of from the Water Sports Association that for me, the thing that sort of brings me a lot of pride in seeing trips like Scuba Radio coming down and the Aquatics Group coming down is all the hard work and participation from the association and the members of the association. And, you know, we happen to be on my porch, so we're hearing my name a lot, but rarely I'm just the president of the association. But it's rarely Dive Dominica, it's Fort Young Hotel, it's Anchorage, it's Sunset Bay, it's all these people that donate rooms and time and tremendous amount of staff and effort into making your trip the success that it is. Marvelyn, now congratulations. She's now the general manager of the Fort Young Hotel. I think when you started dealing with her just 2 months ago, she was in the head of marketing, and now she's the general manager. So congratulations.
We take full credit for her promotion. And Marvelyn, I know you're listening right now, and once again, I apologize. But anyway, they've done a great job, and you can stay at the Fort Young or any of the other properties here. But Fort Young runs packages with Dive Dominica, so you can piggyback that and do kind of what we did with Stinger and the gang on that boat. Yeah. So we did a day of diving with the folks there. Dive Dominica, Daniel and their crew were phenomenal. Yeah, I got to give a little shout out to Stinger there for wearing a Scuba Radio t-shirt.
You didn't believe me, but honestly, it's 100% coincidence that he happened to be wearing a Scuba Radio shirt the day you get on his boat. I don't think he knew you were coming. So.
Yes, well, good marketing, right?
It's great marketing. The t-shirts obviously have worked that we brought here in the past. And, you know, I didn't bring any except the one I'm wearing right now.
Our conversation has ended.
No, I do. I can give him the shirt off my back, I don't want to scare you guys right now. Maybe later, right before we leave. But we appreciate the support in that regard, and it's always fun to come back to a place like this and see some familiar faces. You know, that kind of makes you feel a bit like family. And you really get that here in Dominica after your first visit. You know, we were on the liveaboard, and Charlene and Sean, who we were talking with a couple weeks ago, you know, they say, hey, you know, when you get to Dominica, say hi to Simon and Izzy. Make sure you give them a hug for us and kiss, that kind of thing. And I said, hey, I draw the line at a hug. But anyway, no, that's how it is. They've been here a couple of times and become friends, and that's how it is when you come to Dominica, right, Simon?
Yeah, when you fly into Dominica, it's one of the places I really believe that just flying, coming in the airplane, you look out the window and you see Dominica. If you're a nature person, if you're a person that enjoys sort of being outdoors, and it's a place you fall in love with from the minute you see Dominica, and it just gets better and better. The people are fantastic. The friendliness of everybody. I mean, everybody you run into from, and it's not just from the tourism side where, yes, you're dive master and your taxi driver, across the board, everybody you interact with is friendly and easygoing. And
it's like Stinger, it's like Sherman who makes the bakes, it's like Woody who Woody has avoided us at all costs this week while we're here, by the way. Woody,
what you did to him last
time? Well, that's what I figure. I finally
had him out of alcohol and still stand.
Yeah, well, I figure, sometimes if I wait long enough, I figure they'll forget some of these things. But,
are we speaking about Woody, the mermaid wrangler?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And how he got the name, yeah.
Yeah, well, hey, we'll leave that one off the air. Yeah. But anyway, it was good times, good friends, and that's what it's all about. And that's kind of what you get when you come here. Now, getting back to the diving, because I do want to make sure we cover that well. And then we're going to delve into some whale stuff, and we're going to talk about the topside stuff that just blows everything away when it comes to the other islands, if you ask me. But the other dive that we did, we went to a Dive Dominica. We dove the Pinnacle site, and then we went over to Scott's Head.
Yeah,
and did that, and that was a great dive. And both those sites that I had done before. And then the next day, we headed down to Sunset Bay and did our lionfish massacre.
Some of you.
Me. The scuba cowboy helped out a little bit. No, he did. No, it was good.
I believe that in your case, it might be called the lionfish massacre.
Well, no. That was just two. I missed two, I swear.
Have it, ladies and gentlemen, the jury has voted.
No. He Simon was too busy holding that Apocalypse Now canister thing.
I was back there diving today, and when people have been hunting lionfish, they get very skittish if they've been missed, But actually, I went by some lionfish today that I swear were actually laughing at me.
Were you?
Yeah, so I think really? That was your influence.
No. See?
I could hear.
No respect.
Laughter.
I get no respect.
I got ears underwater, and there was definitely a lionfish chuckle going on down there.
No, wait. Earlier, you had called me. You said I was a lionfish slayer. I remember hearing that clearly. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. I missed the first couple I did miss, but then I started nailing them. I started getting into the mind. Started zoning in to connecting with those lionfish. Think like a lionfish, and you nail them. You hear what I'm saying?
We call it zen.
Yes, exactly. Getting in the zone.
Egyptian, think like a lionfish. Pop, I'm leaving that with you there.
Okay, that could be
I think there might be a second lionfish song in there. But I think the most important thing is that even though, yes, we were down there helping eradicate the lionfish, the reefs were healthy. It was beautiful. Yeah. We saw so many animals again down there, just a diverse, spectrum of fish and aquatic life.
Which explains the two misses. I was distracted by the beautiful marine landscape that was down there, and that was the only reason. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's getting pretty deep in here, folks.
Put in a serious note here. Yeah. When you are hunting lionfish, whether you're in Dominica on our deep reefs, our shallow reefs, whether you're in Florida, it is important to remember, pace yourself. When you get into the thing and you're killing and killing and killing, you don't realize how much air you're using.
True.
Things that will kill you down there, three of them, air, depth, and time. Running out of any of those gets you into problems. So I know you have your Dan moment during the show, but you really have to be aware of where you are, what you're doing, and how much air you've got left.
A lot of the same things for lobster hunting, spiny lobster hunting, apply to lionfish hunting. No doubt. I got the same fever. There's no doubt, and you're right. And I sucked my tank pretty low.
It's amazing how quickly that can happen.
Yeah. You get caught up in it, and you love it. But the thing is, even when you're doing it, and especially a place like Dominica, I did make a conscious effort to make sure I didn't get too zoned in.
That's what I wanted to say, is remember that the reason we're down there, trying to control this lionfish invasion is because all of us are very passionate about loving and wanting to conserve our reefs. And so it's important that even if you're out there and you know, we're out there a lot trying to you know, hunting and trying to assist with this situation, you've got to stop and enjoy. When the moments are there, you've got to stop hunting sometimes and just say, whoa, wait a minute. This is, you know, something is up. The visibility is great. The
right.
School of fish. You've got to still remember why we all love scuba diving, you know?
The little dancing shrimp. They're awesome. What are
sexy
they called?
Shrimp.
Sexy shrimp, yes. I had never heard the term sexy shrimp. And, you know, and it wasn't until actually a scuba cowboy did the dance for me that I could actually figure out what the sexy shrimp were. As soon as he did it, I went, oh, you mean the squatting enemy shrimp.
I thought that was a seizure when I first saw it. So you're one ahead of me there, Simon. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more. We're going to talk whales here off the coast of Dominica next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real life mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Can I help you, boys?
I want to return a fish.
Damn it!
What?
That's the ninth return I've had this week. What's wrong with it? Oh, let me guess. It killed a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, dude.
Damn it. It's just like all the other returns.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in Dominica. You know, hanging out with our friends, Simon, Izzy. You know, we got the scuba cowboy, mermaid, Tiffany. And Callie are here as well. And we're just having a big old time. Now, one of the things that you can do in between dives, whether it's you're helping them out with the lionfish thing or just enjoying the sexy shrimp there in an anemone underwater here in Dominica, you have some big stuff as well. And we had the opportunity to head out on one of their whale watching trips one afternoon after our morning dives. And Izzy, I know this is something both you and Simon do quite a bit, or it's just one of the added benefits to Dominica. You have, I don't know how many pods or what types. I know sperm whales are here year round, right?
Correct. This is one of the few places in the world where you can find sperm whales year round. We have a resident population of females here. All told, there's 14 species of marine mammal off our shores, and Sometimes during surface intervals, you can see dolphins jumping, sperm whales spouting. What, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on.
And that is awesome. I mean, you know, I've never had that happen when I was out on one of the dives yet. But I guess that's, if you get extra lucky, that could happen as well, right?
Correct. Yeah. Well, Simon's up here overlooking the sea. I'm right on the shore. Some mornings you wake up, you're out there on the deck having coffee, and you can watch pods of dolphins just swimming past the house. It's great. I mean, you know, going with the adventure theme of the island.
Yeah, sweet. And these things are big. These sperm whales. We'd see one or two at a time, but you were telling me earlier today that you had a male come in that was, I don't know, probably looking for some of these hot chicks that hang out on the island year round. I don't know what's going on, but he was massive or something. He was a big boy.
I'm trying not to get edited out. Yes, he was very big. He was a big boy.
Okay, yes. Well, he came here to score or something. But no, how big was he, you figure?
They say males get up around 60, 65 feet maximum. This guy was easily twice the length of the boat we were on. He was 70 feet, and it was just like a house coming past. It was huge.
Wow. And see, this is the thing you can do. You can do your diving in the morning. You can pick up a whale watch in the afternoon. And the thing is, you know, they don't guarantee you see the whales every time. But this time we got out there, and I think they get them pretty much every time, if they not every time. But we went out there, and they're right next to the boat. I mean, they know how to work the animals or know what the animals are doing by their behavior, and they know how to move the boat in there just right so you can get a nice picture and know when it's about to, breach or bring the tail up and come down and get that shot that everyone wants to get of the whale tail. So, you know, we got our shots. We got some great pictures. Fantastic. And it's just one of many things you can do. And I'm guessing that never gets old to see whales, though. Am I right?
No, it's a very special thing, just like watching turtles. It's a very special thing to see these gigantic animals right next to the boat. It's also a very fine line between harassment and watching, which is why all the boats follow IFAW rules and regulations. The other thing is, as you were saying, you're a male, you're looking to score. Resident population of females here between January and March is high season for us, quote unquote. The males have come from the Azores. They're here with one thing on their mind: females. Mm-hmm. So you get
come bigger. To Dominica, get their freak on.
I never said that.
That's not the scientific reasoning for that.
Males.
I think he's at a loss for words there, Simon.
For the first time,
have I got him there finally?
They get that freak on.
Yes. Just go with it.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. All right. So, they come here to do that, and then we get to kind of watch or act as whale voyeurs at a safe distance.
Whatever trips you trade.
And the videos are on YouTube.
Yes, exactly. No doubt. But it's an impressive sight. And, yeah, they do a great job at educating you along the way when you're looking for them and say, okay, this is what we're doing. We have an underwater hydrophone that they listen for the sounds of the whales. And I don't know, sperm whales make certain sounds and different whales make a different sound or something.
Yeah, sperm whales click. It's like clicking your fingers.
Yeah.
And they use that for echolocation. There are things called coders, which is a defined series of clicks. You can hear Simon in the background clicking.
What is going on? Yeah, I'm like, are they here?
The guys at Anchorage Hotel and at Dive Dominica go out twice a week during quote-unquote season, although they go out year-round, because as I said, they're here year-round.
Yeah. Do you speak whale?
I lived in Wales. Does that count?
Well, no, I just figured, you know, maybe with the clicks and stuff, you figured out how to speak whale.
It's going downhill.
And he just said that you look
that
very attractive for an older man. No, I don't know if that's what I'm just trying to translate. I don't know my whale very well, Izzy. No,
yeah, it is. You know, the boats go out twice a week, usually Wednesdays and Sundays. You can book them at Dive Dominica in Anchorage. This time of year, it's better than 98% success rate. I was out yesterday. We had 15 different encounters during the day. The whales are up, you follow them for a while, they do their thing. Remember, you're looking for animals that spend 50 out of every 60 minutes at a mile or more deep, which is not far from our shores. We have no continental shelf, so things.
Well, the guy on the boat was telling us that they actually have done some research where they have the deepest diving sperm, recorded sperm whale?
Recorded dive of any sperm whale was 1,600 feet, a metric mile.
That's pretty deep. And that's right here off the coast of Dominica.
Yep, right here.
So what else is down there? We have giant squid and all the, you know, like sharknadoes and things are down there. In the, I mean, it's pretty deep.
We don't know because it's beyond the paddy recreational.
Well, there you go. Exactly. We don't. But the sperm whales do.
We do have diamondback squid, which do get about 7 feet long. I did get bitten by one.
Really?
But we won't go into that.
Wait, we got to talk about that. What do you mean? Well, first of all, what is a diamondback squid? Just a giant type of squid, like a Humboldt type of thing or something?
Yeah. They get up to 7 feet long. We have them here in our waters. That's predominantly what the sperm whales are feeding on.
Oh, okay.
It's out in the water. I look down. There's a lot of ink in the water. And, wow, there's a squid. So I dive down, try and pick this thing up to bring up to the people I was with. And
yeah.
It's only 6 inches long, but it does count as a diamondback squid.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I'm carrying this thing very gently in my hands, bringing it back to the surface to show the people at the surface, and it decides that it wasn't going to go with that. So it latches onto my thumb and proceeds to shred my thumb. Now, remember, the difference between octopus and squid, an octopus, if it latches onto you, the suction cups are very soft, pliable.
Yeah.
With a squid, they all have teeth.
Ooh.
So this thing latches onto my thumb and proceeds to party. It's ripping skin off, and I'm down there like 15 feet. Guys at the surface are just laughing fit the bus. This thing lets go and zooms off into the blue. I get up, and I'm like, I was going to show you a squid. It's nothing but blood and shredded skin on my thumb.
This is way cooler. I'm going to film this and put it on YouTube.
And this is where the movie Squidnado came.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You know what? It's going to be a blockbuster hit. Trust me. More coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, hanging out with Simon and Izzy on the Nature Island, Dominica. Now, you know, we were talking about the whales that you can see. You go whale watching on your surface interval. Obviously enjoy some world-class cuisine like Simon's ceviche, lionfish, or you can go to one of the... What's that?
Dig a hole, bury him. You mentioned earlier that he was up there with Four Seasons, so, you know, they're going to come out with the knives ready.
Yeah, they're going to come after his recipe, maybe. They could. But, you know, he has a lot of competition right here on the island. There's no doubt. I mean, you go to a place, well, Sunset Bay, where we did some diving there. Marcella, who wasn't on the island as well this week, or she's avoiding us like Woody, I don't know. But her husband was nice enough to host us over there for lunch, and that was great.
Yeah, Roger hosted you for lunch, and they did the diving for you, and I think you guys had a good experience, a great experience up there with Sunset Bay, and not just beautiful reefs and lionfish hunting and everything, but the staff up there and the boats and everything was great.
Great scenery. They got iguanas all over the place, and really magical place to have lunch too, because right there where they serve lunch, they have like a, I don't know, a hummingbird, refuge or something. Yeah, what is that?
It's like just a hummingbird feeder, but you can sit there while you're having lunch and watch your hummingbirds come in. And then, as you said, if you walk around the property, they have a protected area. And the iguanas are just running all over the place, and you know you look almost every tree you look in, there are these 2-3 foot iguanas. So you know that's pretty cool. But Marcella, she happened to be away, and she sends her regards. But she was actually at the Salon de la Plongée, and we should tell the story about Tiffany and the French thing. That's quite funny on the boat yesterday.
Yes.
But she was at the Salon de la Plongée, which is a French dive show, sort of like DEMA over in Paris. And then after that, she takes a little break, and so she's over there now and sends her regards to everybody. And as you know, she's always a great host, her and Roger. So big up for everything that they've done For Scuba Radio.
Absolutely.
But yeah, yesterday it did amuse me when we on board the boat with us diving, we had a single French customer.
Now, what was his name?
Eric.
Eric. Okay, we're going to tell the story of Eric the Frenchman next, because it's quite unique. Another great little anecdote to share with you from Dominica. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
For all my pals who live in the oceans and the seas, with prawns like these, well, who needs anemones?
We're in Dominica. The Nature Island, Greg the Dive Master and friends, the Scuba Cowboy. I have Mermaid Callie and Mermaid Tiffany. I evidently made an impact on Eric the Frenchman, who was our dive buddy when we were diving off of Sunset Bay's beach there. And Simon, so this guy, he was just a paying customer that happened to be on the boat when we were in the area, right?
Yeah, and I must say, I think he was highly entertained. His exact words were, "Sacré bleu, une mermaid."
I heard that, and you know, I actually translated a few of the words, like when you were describing what we were going to do, the lionfish. That was same in French, right?
Yes, yes. And like lionfish in French is lionfish.
There you go. See, there's your French lesson for today, kids. And then the other word I picked up, or I don't know, is more of a sound. You were doing something like see the lionfish, and then you see the mermaids, and it's like, whoa! And I was like, I think I know what he means, maybe. But is that what he picked up at, on Mermaid Tiffany, or what?
Well, I mean, you know, for me, the highlight of the day was the fact that I gave this entire dive briefing in French, you know, which took, what, 2 or 3 minutes, right?
Right.
So there I am, 2 or 3 minutes, speaking to Eric and saying, oh, you know, we're going to be doing this and doing that, you know, because I don't want it to feel left out. And Tiffany says, "Do you speak French?" And I said, "No, I've just been babbling incoherently for the last 2 minutes, and I have no idea what the hell I'm saying."
Well,
she's,
you know,
is nodding sagely, saying, "Oh, d'accord. D'accord, you know, of course I speak French."
Yes, well, you got to put it in perspective. You know, Tiffany's used to seeing me blab on Scuba Radio. Yeah.
Somewhat.
Right, so, see, I got your back there, Tiff. Was that nice of me or what?
Oh, that's probably the first time in 5 years. Good job.
Okay, well, there you go. I put in my time. And that's all you get. But
that came from Sunny Tiffany. Yes.
Sunny Tiffany, yes. Hey, our mermaids are fading a little bit on us this evening. They've had too much rum punch.
They went up the Indian River, didn't they, today?
They went up the Indian River.
That's a site where Pirates of the Caribbean 2 was filmed. That's Tia Dama's residence with the spooky river and the
voodoo thing.
Yep, wonderful mangroves. I'm sure she's going to be casting some kind of nastiness on you later.
God knows she has. What's a how so?
They had a tough day. They were soaking in hot springs.
Yeah, exactly.
All afternoon.
That just saps your strength.
It does.
We
it really does.
Slaying fish.
No. Yes, we may have been in the hot springs today, but I've been putting up with you for 15 days.
I don't know what she means. People pay for that privilege.
Checks,
you hear what I'm
mail.
Saying?
Checks in the mail, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
It's too hot. It's too hot. No, it's not. It's just too hot.
It's too hot in this spring. We're going to have to move to the other pool that's 5 feet away.
Oh, God.
I'm
going to
punch you in the face.
And here is the interview.
Mermaids don't punch.
Oh, yes, they do.
This is the man that knows, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, but there's certain things, and, you know, we keep off the air because, you know, there would be assault charges and all kinds of things. I'm pretty sensitive, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
And sometimes they don't realize this.
That brash,
you know,
exterior,
they hurt my
the heart of a sensitive
sometimes
man.
They hurt my feeling. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah, there's only I got one of them, and that's it. But anyway, so What's that?
Beat me.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, no. Please don't. Anyway, moving on to other things. So, I mean, we did do some amazing stuff. And, yeah, they're a little wore out. Because, you know, after a day of touring the island, and that was really the goal.
I believe today was Freshwater Lake. Yes. And you were in Titu Gorge, you're swimming up the gorge and playing in waterfalls.
Right.
And then in the afternoon, you had soaking in hot springs. Oh, and we should not forget lunch at Papillote.
That's right. Yeah.
With the hot spring and the waterfall on site. Yeah.
Botanical garden right there.
Got to be tiring. Those flowers.
Greg, would you say after me?
What's that?
Papillote.
Oh, yeah.
Papillote. Isn't that what I said?
No, well, you said Papillote, Jolly.
I heard Papillote in my head, so I'm just going with that. I had it right.
The babbling thing you got going.
Yeah, exactly.
They've won awards for being an eco site, an ecotourism, hotel.
Right.
And Anne's great over there, and you got a tour of the property today, and you had a great lunch and everything. And the great thing about Papillote is you can walk right from there over to Trafalgar Falls.
Yeah, it was right next door, and I had no idea that they had lodging available there as well. Yeah. But right before we ate lunch, I took a little walk down this path to a waterfall that we had saw off to the side from the restaurant.
On the property.
Yeah, on the property. Yeah. And I walked over there, and I was just blown away. I was like, oh, my God, look at this. I mean, they got, you walk literally, it looks like you're walking into the Garden of Eden or how you would picture it.
Yeah.
Because every fruit and flower you could ever imagine is just laid out there in front of you, dressed right there in the middle is a beautiful waterfall. I mean,
and what's the name of the waterfall and the name of the place?
Trafalgar.
What? Trafalgar.
Okay, what Greg is trying to say, Simon, is we want to stay a couple of days there next time, okay?
Or
right there next to Trafalgar Falls.
Yes, or quit feeding me these rum drinks.
Pop Morse, our translator.
Yes. Well, see, that's why I bring him. That's why I bring him. So people think it's just for his music. But, yeah, it is. I can't pronounce some of these things properly, but you can look them up on Google.
Papillote is just one of the hidden gems here. I mean, we've been here forever, and every day, if you want to, you can just park the car and walk off somewhere and find something new.
Yeah. And it is. It's mind-boggling to see something like that. And it's hard to describe it. You really have to witness it yourself and come to Dominica and see these things to believe it. Because you would when you see it for the first time, especially, it's kind of like, wow, I've thought maybe this kind of thing existed somewhere, but I had no idea where it was until you see it firsthand like that. So, we did the falls, and I'm not saying the word on purpose. But we did the falls, and then we did T2 Gorge, where they did Pirates of the Caribbean, and then we ended up at Tia's Hot Springs.
Yeah, that place.
Yeah, and that is just so unique.
Nice guy. He is so nice, and it's bamboo huts. Well, not bamboo huts, but Tia's bamboo villas. Lovely location. Again, hot pools. Mermaids must have just died in there. But it's so nice. He's such a nice guy. Well worth visiting.
Yeah, and it's nice because, the thing is, there's nothing like this anywhere I've ever seen before as well. And right. You come up here, and it's a short drive from the coast where you're diving, do some dives in the morning, set your afternoon open maybe at least a day or two during your trip, and head up there and just unwind. I mean, you won't want to leave. I don't know. I mean, you guys go up there on your own sometimes, too, don't you?
Yeah, we went up there once. We decided what we're going to do for New Year's, and we decided we're going to go up and, to that same area and go in the hot springs, and that's where we're going to hang for New Year's. We're going to have a bottle of champagne, a few kabulis, going to sit in the hot springs. Midnight's going to come around. It's going to be awesome. But we got there a little early. We got there at like 11. And by like 11:30, we were totally cooked in the hot springs. And we couldn't sit in the hot springs anymore.
Yeah.
And we drank And we drank the cold champagne already. And we're like hungover and cooked. And it's like 11:45. And we're like, to hell with it. So it's midnight somewhere in the world. We all got in the car and drove home. Yeah, we didn't even make midnight, But the hot springs are just so cool. They're so refreshing. And
it is. And you're right in the middle of the rainforest to boot. So, you look around. You're like, oh, my God, I'm relaxed. I'm chilling in this hot pool of water and looking at a scenery.
Which is not a good combination.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, that's not
right. That was our mistake, but it was New Year's. And, you guys haven't done it yet because you've never really had enough time where you've had a sort of entire day that you could dedicate to the Boiling Lake.
Right.
But, you know, sometime you've got to do the Boiling Lake, and that's a hike that's about 6 hours round trip, roughly, so 3 hours in. And it might be tough for the mermaids with that, you know, no legs and tails issue. But apart from that, you guys should come and you should do the Boiling Lake, and then...
I mean, do you go up there and boil an egg? I mean, because you could do that.
And you, yeah, but apart from that, they're natural hot springs that are completely untouched by man. On the way there, just at the end of the Valley of Desolation, where you'll actually get in and you can sit in these hot springs with overhanging ferns, and you're looking down the valley, absolutely magical.
So that's above the Boiling Lake.
That's before you get to the Boiling Lake.
Oh, before you get there, okay.
I suggest you go to the Boiling Lake, and on the way back, you stop there. Unfortunately, you sit in this absolute piece of paradise, and you're looking out over this view, and you're getting, and your legs have been hiking for 6 hours, and they turn to complete mush, but you've still got a two-hour hike.
Yeah, next time, I'll get two mermaids to carry me up to the Boiling Lake. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year.
Light and Motion,
consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum.
Light and Motion,
100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989.
Light and Motion,
tomorrow's technology today.
Light and Motion,
look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Let's put some distance between us and this island and head out to open sea.
Quit my job, sold my stuff, told everyone to know that I had enough. Say goodbye to my friends down at the restaurant.
Howdy, friend. Where are you headed?
Bought an extra ticket and I'm leaving tonight. It was just a dream, but now the time is right. Baby, you're the only one I want.
Only going where no man has gone before.
Just you and me.
Hey, that's catchy.
Swinging in a hammock underneath the palm trees. Coconut drinks got us down on our knees in the island breeze. See, I can't but I think I can live my life with a permanent tan. Taking life easy is my only plan, 'cause I'm an island man.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm feeling like an island man, hanging out with the scuba cowboy here in Dominica, for sure. Now, Simon and Izzy been hanging with us here as we go over what we've been doing here on the island, whether it's T2 Gorge or the falls or walking through the botanical gardens here, you know, off that restaurant,
Papillot.
Yeah, see, that's what I said.
Near where? Which falls?
Trafragla. What is it?
Yes.
Okay, got it. The falls here in Dominica. All right. No, there's a bunch of them, and that's like the big one. And by the way, we hiked up over these boulders there and swam in the pool right there under the falls. Got some amazing video, I hope, that we hope to share with you at scubaradio.com soon.
Watch the video here live on Scuba Radio on the radio.
Exactly. Why not? Yes. Yeah, you know, sometimes we throw in visuals, and they usually include mermaids, not me. But it'll be worth taking a look at, and we'll edit something together and get it up soon. Now, you got a special guest on the island with you right now, right, Izzy? Who is this?
I have it. My daughter, Kim. She was last here when she was 19 years ago, and she's taking
Sent her away? What happened there? What happened? Well, Kim, that doesn't sound very, you know, dad-like. I mean, what's going on? Or did you run away, said, I can't stand this guy?
I ran away back to England. Yeah, back to the cold.
Back to the cold. But you came back to Dominica and said, okay, you know, let's give this another go, yeah. I guess. Is that what it was?
6-month vacation, come and spend time with my dad and my mom, see the island. See what happens.
And now you're never going to leave. And they're like, golly, really?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on? Are you going to be here for a while, or are you on a limit of time, or what?
I do have my flights booked for the 1st of April, so it's April Fool's. You never know. I may not leave.
Well, that's our anniversary of Scuba Radio. Our 17th year anniversary is April Fool's. So I think you ought to just stay here,
really?
And then we'll come back and we'll celebrate together.
Okay, cool. I'll do it, definitely.
Because it'd be kind of foolish thing to do. But you're enjoying your time here on the island, I would assume. And he said that you just, by the way, Izzy, did you certify her to dive?
Yes.
You did?
I did.
Yeah, you know, I got my daughter certified to dive as well. And sometimes when you're certifying a family member, it's a bit of a challenge. Do you think he was hard on you or easy on you?
Let me tell you everything.
Exactly. Yeah. Did you throw in a few extra modules like, okay, you can't date until you're this age, or don't bring a boy home? You know, that was like module 6 in the Paddy Open Water Manual?
The module 1, apparently.
Yeah, okay, all right. It gets in there when you do the family thing. But you enjoyed it, I assume.
Yes, I did, yeah. From being someone who can't actually swim very well to learning to dive is quite a big challenge for me.
Yeah, but you did it, and now you're diving like every day here in Dominica and spoiled rotten, or what?
Trying my best to go every day, yes.
Are you really?
Well, whenever that goes.
Yeah. So she is your new dive buddy when you're hanging out looking at whales and things like that? Is that what you're seeing as well?
Soon to be, hopefully.
Yeah. So that could be in the
She's
future.
From the porch.
From the porch? Well, that's...
Seen dolphins. Dolphins from the porch, too.
Yeah. Have you seen dolphins in the water?
No.
Not yet. Well, so what have you seen underwater here in Dominica?
Ooh, turtles. What I would call is a disco shrimp. What's it actually called?
A sexy shrimp.
No, it's a different...
It's a spotty cleaner shrimp.
So that's a different type of dancing shrimp? That's not a sexy shrimp. That's more of like a bad dancing shrimp, or what?
It's like a 70s glitter shrimp.
He's like doing the I don't know, the sprinkler or something? Is it just bad dancing?
Dad dancing.
Dad dancing. Yes. Yeah, I've been accused of that a time or two. But you like it. And is it, you know, so you're an open water diver now. Are you going to get her certified advance and all that kind of stuff, Izzy?
That's entirely up to her. I mean, you know, you learn how to dive, but you don't become a diver until you get the experience.
Right. But she has no idea how spoiled rotten she is as a diver, does she? Or do you? What do you think? She has no, I mean, that's the thing, you know, when you bring someone to Dominica, whether, you know, it's your daughter or someone who's come here for the first time and got certified recently, or, you know, lo and behold, they could get certified here in Dominica with one of the dive operations if they wanted to. I mean, this is like some of the best diving you can get in the world. And it's very easy diving as well. The water's very clear. It's very warm. tons of marine life. Definitely. It's not like that everywhere else. So you are spoiled rotten. You know this, right? You owe your dad everything.
I do, definitely. I'm not going to go in the English water and see what I would see here. So.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Do no, it. Never.
It's cold back home.
No, you actually, you should. They have great diving there.
They do. Phenomenal diving.
Yeah. You should give it a go, and then it'll make you appreciate the fact that you have family in Dominica that you can go and escape that nonsense.
Definitely. Thank you.
All right. See, just one dad to another. Right there, Izzy. Did I got your back or what?
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. Right on.
Right on for sure. Well, you know, it's a family affair here in Dominica. That's the kind of vibe you can get here on the Nature Island. Come here and you'll thank me. It's just too good. And once again, check scubaradio.com for the pictures and videos we got coming up of the mermaids, scuba cowboy videos, all kinds of great stuff. And a special thanks to the Discover Dominica Authority and the entire gang. We really appreciate them hosting us here on the Nature Island. And can't wait to come back for Dive Fest, hopefully in July. We'll keep you abreast of that situation. Till then, remember, gang, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.